It happened for the first time in 2020. Walked out the front door and Jeff has a black car. So this is like a sign of like what season it is. And his car was yellow.
Yeah, it's that yellow green pollen color. And if you don't live,
there's like an official, I feel like there's like an official, like you wave the flag to start the race of spring or something. Like that means
it's here
in the South.
Spring is happening.
Spring is happening.
And what terrible timing as we all have to do this, you know, social distancing slash isolation slash quarantine thing. If you have bad allergies, you can't go outside.
Yeah, we decided we didn't care about allergies this weekend and had our windows open anyways. Yeah. Because it was just so beautiful in Atlanta. I mean, it was like in the 70s, the sun was out. And Jeff was like, are you sure you want to do that with your allergies? Because I get them really bad. And I was like, you know what? I don't even care. Yay for fresh air and warm weather.
The upside means living in gratitude, finding the positive in every experience, and helping other people do the same. You are now part of the movement. Welcome to The Upside with Callie and Jeff.
If this is your first episode of The Upside, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome back.
My name is Jeff Dollar, and today I am grateful for all of the folks who work at the post office who are keeping mail still being delivered despite the challenging times.
My name is Callie Dollar, and I am grateful for rest.
We said this a lot last week, and we're going to say it a lot going forward, but daily gratitude is so vitally important. Join us in saying something out loud every single day that you're grateful for. Start a gratitude journal if you haven't done it already. Write down what you are grateful for every single day. Get your entire family involved. We cannot stress how important it is at this challenging time.
And you can do it. I mean, it's pretty, that sounds kind of fancy when you say it out loud, but you really just need a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Or even a scratch piece of paper or Post-its. Note cards,
we started using index cards.
Yeah. When we first started, and you just write down one thing a day that you're grateful for, and it's scientifically proven to improve, it chemically changes your brain. The reason that gratitude, all the science around gratitude is everywhere now is because they have had enough time to say, okay, we've actually seen, like we've been studying this for a decade.
Over the course of years and decades, what the benefits are.
Yes. So that's why there are studies everywhere, and we're going to share some of them with you. One of them is about patience, gratitude and patience. And there was a study done at Northeastern University that found that people who felt grateful for little everyday things, little being like the operative word, were more patient and better able to make sensible decisions compared to those who didn't feel very grateful on a day-to-day basis. And I think that Jeff can speak to that one for sure about being a way more patient person.
100%. And this reality that we're all living with right now is not going away anytime soon. And for that reason, we all need to be patient. We all need to be more at peace. We all need to make sensible decisions. And if gratitude can help us do those things, then why not? It takes 30 seconds and you'll be shocked at what you realize. Because let's be frank, there's most vitally important things are being affected in a negative way right now. Mm-hmm. But when you can take just a moment and realize that with fewer cars going up and down your street, you can hear the birds chirping more clearly, or that you're not rushing to get out and beat rush hour traffic in the morning so you can watch your kids wake up more slowly in their natural rhythm, that you get to spend time with your family or your significant other that you wouldn't have normally had, that you get to finish Netflix movies and books and whatever. If you can find those little things, I know they seem insignificant in the big picture, but the joy you get from those tiny little moments are going to carry you through the panic and the tough moments and the realization that your financial world is changing and that friends and family members might get sick and you might get sick, and all of those challenges will just be made a little tiny bit easier because you took 30 seconds every day to find gratitude. And that's why we tell you to do it. You know, it's not to make the bad stuff go away. It's just to make the bad stuff a little more tolerable.
Yeah. Right?
Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So when we last left Callie at the end of Friday's episode, she was on an emotional trapeze.
Oh my gosh.
Like a crazy person. She was laughing to tears, and then she was laughing again and crying again to the point where I really didn't know once the microphones went off, what human being I was going to get.
Yeah, I was swinging a little bit from the crazy tree, but I did get a ton of messages from people saying, oh my gosh, I was listening to that and I started crying too. It felt so good. And I really needed that release. So it felt good. And this weekend was, I think, good. Maybe you feel this way too, because it felt like a normal weekend, almost. Not completely normal, because normally we would go into restaurants and stuff like that, and we weren't doing that. But it felt like, oh, okay. It felt less, like there was less pressure. You know what I mean?
I guess. I don't know. For me, it's not even day by day processing everything. It's almost hour by
hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where sometimes I'm like, oh, today was like a really productive day. I got all of the hardwood floors Swiffered and then mopped, and I put away a bunch of stuff, and that stuff was all good. And then like the next hour, I'm like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen with this podcast? What's going to happen with all my friends who own restaurants? What's going to happen with my dad who's alone up in New York? And I lose it for an hour, and then something normal happens. Like we decide to go to a local barbecue restaurant and get pulled pork takeout. And yeah, it's so weird.
It's so weird. And we've been I think that's an important thing to like say too, you know, that like, so I was kind of freaking out last week and you were freaking out a little bit this weekend. And, you know, we've been talking a lot too about family and what, you know, like all the questions surrounding family members right now seem so impossible.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, so your dad lives in New York.
Right.
Your mom passed away in December, and we've been talking all weekend about, okay, what's the right answer? Like, we've just been stewing over here about,
like, do we go up and kidnap a dad and bring him back here? I invited him and said, hey, I'll drive up and get you. And right now he's fine in New York. He has terrific neighbors, and he hasn't left his yard in a week. You know, he goes outside and he's in the house, and the weather's been nice for a few days, so he's been able to get outside, which is fine.
This is one of these moments where I wish we could fast forward and see what the outcome is.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because if we knew that he was going to be okay, and this was going to be over in 4 weeks, and then in 6 weeks, we'd be up in New York hanging out with him, you know, going to have fried fish.
Right.
You know, then great. But if it doesn't go that way, like we're also like having these conversations that are like really unprecedented right now, that I'm sure a lot of people are having is, okay, say we go kidnap him and bring him back here. Like, what if one of us unknowingly is a carrier?
Right.
Of this, what if, you know what I mean? Like, there's all the, what if we're bringing him into a bigger city with more cases? What if there's just so many what ifs. So that's kind of what we spent our weekend talking about. When I say normal, I meant normal as in not going to a work building that's filled with a million people. Not, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. The responsibilities are different on weekends. But yeah, the conversations have still been really hard. And it feels, I said to Jeff yesterday, like it's an impossible thing. It's impossible. Like, we have no idea what we're supposed to do.
I think what you have to accept, what everybody has to accept is, and this is so agonizing for me because I don't operate in this way at all, but there is no right answer.
Right.
Everything is unknown. everything. And so that I think that the conversation about going up to New York to see my dad.
And we mean go up, like drive.
Yeah,
we're
of
not
course.
Getting on a plane.
No. Driving up there is the most serious of those, because there is no known right answer. So yeah, it's just I just don't operate well in the unknown, and so this weekend for me, or this place that I think I'm in, is last week was crazy. Like, where you would just sit back at times and look around and go, what is happening, right? Mm-hmm. I think this coming weekend, this coming week for me is kind of like, okay, here we are. Like, here we are. Like, last weekend was crazy. It was, the hurricane, whatever. Now it's like, here we are. I am going to start, like, the snacking on the junk food is done. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, the Cheez-Its, just because they're in the closet, whenever I'm, or in the cabinet, whenever I'm hungry, is done. Like, I'm going to start doing, like, routine and eating healthy. I'm going to try to work out every day. I'm going to try to get up, take a shower, get dressed, like follow that routine advice that we gave out a bunch of last week. I'm like, I think now this weekend for me was kind of a moment of acceptance.
So last week was almost like a grief. I think a lot of us were grieving last week.
It wasn't even, I don't even think it was grief. I think to me it was disbelief.
Yeah.
It was shock.
Yeah.
Shock is the word. And this week I'm like, okay, no matter what happens, our normal is going to look drastically different for the next couple of months. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just going to plan on this different normal going forward. And that means I'm going to set an alarm. I'm going to get up. I'm not going to have random beers on a Tuesday night.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm going to do that. So anyways, the whole reason that Callie got on that crazy laughing, crying trapeze is because she was just trying to get y'all to call up with funny things.
And man, did you deliver. One of the greatest things I've seen on the internet the past week and a half is people replacing the word kid, like my kid did this at home, with coworker.
Because
your kids are your coworkers now.
Yeah. Most of y'all working from home. Some of y'all are working from home. And these little four-year-olds running around are not your children. They are your fellow employees.
My sweet, sweet coworker decided to take off his pajamas yesterday morning, take his diaper off, and play in his poop. There was poop running down his crib, in his hands, in his hair. Poop was everywhere. I sure do love my coworker.
Hey, this is Rachel from Oxford, Michigan. I am a therapist, and sometimes I do meetings with other therapists or my supervisor via video conference. Well, my coworker decided to run behind me while I was on a video conference, but naked. Thanks.
Hey, Kelly and Jeff. It's Vanessa. My coworker went to get the mail wearing nothing but a pair of My Little Pony panties. I think this is going to come up in the next HR meeting. Love you guys. Stay safe.
Hey, Kelly and Jeff. My coworker stands at the top of the stairwell naked, screaming, "What's the weather like outside today?" Have a great day.
Hi. Yesterday, my coworker peed his pants, and then when we changed wet pants, put clean underwear on, and refused to put clean pants on and ran around the rest of the day in clean underwear. So, yeah, thanks. Bye.
So one of my coworkers unraveled an entire brand new aloe vera vitamin E cottonelle toilet paper in the bathroom floor and in the toilet. And then she started to put her hands in the toilet. And my other coworker tried to cover it up and filled up our entire bathroom wastebasket. Oh, my gosh. I don't know the next time I'm going to see one of those rolls of toilet paper. It literally brought tears to my eyes. Yeah, one of my coworkers murdered our toilet paper. Love you guys.
These bring me an insane. Do they bring you as much joy as they bring me?
My heart is broken for that last caller because that aloe, you know, Cottonelle, that's the VIP toilet paper.
Yeah.
Like that could be hard to find for the next couple of weeks.
So funny.
Like I feel bad for your, you know, chafed booty that you got to use, substandard toilet paper, I guess.
If you want to join the conversation, 800-434-5454, not the conversation, but if you want to call and leave us a message and tell us something your kids are doing, but call them your coworkers.
We want to say thank you so much to all of you. We see you on Instagram and on Facebook mentioning our show and tagging us in it as you tell other people about this, you know, kind of this escape or this bonding experience that is this show. So thank you for telling all of your friends. The number one thing that you can do to support us is to listen to our show. And so thank you. Also, it's been such a weird couple of weeks because we've had just like y'all are dealing with on the business side of things. You know, we canceled our event on May 9th. Which we're super bummed about.
That was a big one for us.
We had such a cool event planned and we will reschedule it. But I mean, it just broke my heart to have to call the venue, the restaurant where we were going to do it and tell our friend that we had to reschedule.
Yeah.
I mean, he understood, but we've had some advertisers move some commercials around. We've had a cancellation here and there and, you know, it's going to get worse before it gets better. But in the midst of it all, these tiny little things, like we have a new client joining the show today, which is cool.
So thank you so much to Brooke Lennon for joining our Upside fam. And we're really excited that you're coming on board. And that's actually a really great time for some of our ad partners. It is a great time for them to get involved in this because yes. Brooke Lennon is a betting company. Like what better of a time to replace sheets and duvet covers and stuff like that.
Do it now. And then also I got over the weekend, somebody, and we haven't talked about the advisory hoard in like 2 weeks, just with everything going on. And I got an alert that somebody joined the advisory hoard.
Jeff said he almost cried.
I did cry. Because it's only $7. But the fact that somebody decided,
like, I'm going to spend my money with these people right now
to give us $7 with all of this going on. And I'm like, it just touched me so much that they did that. So
are you about to cry again?
Yes. It's just, I don't know. It's tiny. Like, I think it was just really a nice gesture and it kind of validates what we're trying to do with this, you know, and that's to make an impression or like try to find a place on your heart so that you don't feel so alone when stuff like this goes on.
Yeah.
You know, so it just meant a lot that somebody was willing to do that. So $7. Neat.
Thank you. Yes. To our advisory board, to everyone that's listening, and to our advertisers on the show.
Later on today, I have my usual every other week therapy appointment. But the thing is, I am going to be meeting with my therapist over FaceTime or video chat. You don't have to sit down and talk to somebody in person to get the benefits of therapy. That's what BetterHelp is all about. They've got 3,000 therapists and counselors ready to talk to you. And there are certainly a lot of things to talk about right now. If you're feeling anxious, if you're feeling stressed, if you're worried about depression, whatever is troubling you, they've got somebody available to help you. They are confidential, they are on your schedule, and they are available usually within 24 hours. Go to betterhelp.com/upside and use the discount code upside. You'll get 10% off your first month of therapy with BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/upside. 10% off your first month of therapy with BetterHelp.
now is the time to get comfortable in your home and to make sure that you're getting a great night's sleep. I've been noticing, and it has been on my to-do list to replace our duvet cover because it has holes in it. It has just gone through the wringer for the past couple of years, and it was time to replace it. We all want to be comfortable in our bedrooms right now, so maybe it's time for a little bedroom makeover. Replace your sheets, replace your duvet cover, and get a great night's sleep. Right now, Brooklinen is giving you 10% off your first order and free shipping when you use the promo code UPSIDE. That's BROOKLINEN.com and use the promo code UPSIDE. That's going to get you 10% off your first order and free shipping. Love the way you sleep. Jump into Brooklinen. They have over 50,000 five-star reviews and counting. Now is the time. Brooklinen.com.
I have tried several different types of CBD. I've tried the oils that you put under your tongue. I've tried pills. I have tried liquids. You know what's worked best for me when I'm feeling anxious or stressed is the hemp fusion pills for stress. For whatever reason, my body responds to them within minutes. And it could be because Hemp Fusion is one of the only companies to blend their CBD with other natural ingredients, terpenes and omegas, plus other natural items to support stress reduction. They combine those because they know that CBD works best when combined with other ingredients. If you want to experience the benefits of CBD for stress reduction, for helping you sleep, for giving you more energy, go to hempfusion.com, use the promo code UPSIDE. You'll get a discount and free shipping, but you got to go to hempfusion.com and use the promo code UPSIDE to take advantage of that offer.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Every Tuesday, Katie Burke, who works for us, sends out a Pick Me Up newsletter. Now, this, we're going to pivot a little bit for this week's Pick Me Up because we just feel like there's some, info that maybe you need or things that will help particularly while you're at home. So we're going to shift our Pick Me Up a little bit, but we think you're going to love it. Number one, my mom is going to start submitting recipes. You're at home cooking, like my mom, if you are friends with me on Instagram, you know that my mom is like an awesome cook.
We've talked about it on the show. I've been concerned that we're going to go over to your house and find them buried under trays of frozen lasagna.
Yeah. So my mom is going to submit recipes. Other listeners are submitting recipes. So if you're looking for food recommendations right now, that'll be on there. What else are we doing this week?
Just some resources and stuff. Like we've said, we've promoted the Pick Me Up in the past. And if you've received it, you know, it's a lot of, just feel good news stories, and those will still be in there, but we're just going to add some resources that you might need if you now find yourself homeschooling your kids, or if you find yourself needing to navigate unemployment for the first time in your life, or if you find yourself needing to figure out, you know, where you can get food or other resources, or maybe just a hotline that you need to talk to somebody. We're just going to make sure that stuff's included in there as well. We just want it to be a resource as well.
We want it to be helpful.
Yeah, as well as a good vibe, good energy thing.
So go to callieandjeff.com if you have not subscribed and click the newsletter tab, and then that'll just ask you for your name and your email.
All right, my three random things for today. Here's some good vibes coming out of Philadelphia. This obviously happened a week or two ago because I don't know that this much social engagement will be allowed right now, but there are a lot of events canceled in for a downtown Philadelphia florist. So they had all these extra flowers. So they went to one of the squares. It's called Rittenhouse Square, which I'm very familiar with because I used to live in Philadelphia, mm-hmm. walking distance from Rittenhouse Square. And they took all of their blooms and they decorated the statues and the fountains.
That's awesome.
And the benches and the bird feeders and all of and the memorials.
Did you say their blooms? They took all of their blooms?
That's what it says in the news article.
All of their flowers. Blooms isn't a word that you would ever say.
It's not. It says they had lots of blooms that they didn't need.
Lots of flowers. I know, but you would say flowers.
Oh, I thought blooms was some like official florist term of like a...
I don't think so. I think it's just flowers.
Well, they decorated all these stuff with flowers or blooms or whatever you want to call it. Then they still had flowers left over. So they just made tiny little bouquets and handed them out to people who are walking by.
I love it.
Yeah. So it was a woman named Katie Robinson and Carrie Fabrizio. And they're florists in Philadelphia. My second random thing is, here's a warning. There's going to be a lot of babies coming around in 9 or 10 months.
You called it.
Because of the coronavirus pandemic, so many people are doing the isolation thing. And people predict that there's going to be a major bump in birth rates. They're actually saying 2020 will be the biggest year ever in terms of births this century.
Wow.
On top of that, a lot of condoms are made in China, which has been shut down for 3 months, which means there might be a condom shortage, which would also increase.
Interesting.
Yep. And then my final random thing for today, heads up with the stuff in your refrigerator. Use-by dates are only suggestions. So with the exception of baby formula, use-by dates generally don't have to do with food safety, and there's no regulatory body that oversees it if it's just a sticker that says use-by and has a date. It smells okay, it tastes okay, it's probably okay.
And you're talking about food, right? Like, yeah. You wouldn't use medication past the date.
There's some people who argue, I'm not going to recommend using anything past the date. I'm just going to tell you what this Men's Health magazine said. But generally speaking, unless it says do not use after, which apparently is what it says on some baby foods and baby formulas, mm-hmm. Use by dates are only suggestions. Huh. So
the more you know. Yes. I feel like we should do that after your segment. That could be your theme music for three random things. The more you know.
With the rainbow.
Yeah. That's my rainbow shooting. Even though the real thing, I don't think it has a sound, right? It's just like the more you know. Yeah,
and there's like there's a piano thing, isn't it? It's like. Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that. I don't even think that was close, but something like that.
It made me happy. So whatever. So I have a new-ish role at work this week. A lot of companies are trying to minimize the amount of people that are actually going in to work. My company is no exception, and I work in news. So they trained me last week to learn how to basically like run the TV studio in terms of counting our anchors down to live air and, you know, making sure they're in their places at the right time and changing the batteries in their microphones. So it's kind of one of those things where, you know, they need a minimum number amount of, you know, in the building. So a lot of people are working from home, and then the people that are, you know, everybody right now, I think across the board, if your company is doing a work from home situation, like every single person is all hands on deck with helping everybody else out.
And stepping up where needed, because there's a lot of employees who have to work from home, but also have kids.
Right.
So hopefully in all of those situations, the people who don't have kids are able to step up a little bit more. And the people who do, because the people who do have kids are now also teachers because they're homeschooling as well as working. Everybody's taking on these new roles.
It's kind of a cool thing to watch, because I think, you know, there are zero people that have been impacted by this. So I think everybody in their own way,
there's zero people who have not been impacted by it.
Right, who have not been impacted. What did I say?
You said there are zero people who have been impacted.
Oh yeah, who have not been impacted by it. And everyone, it's kind of cool just to even like peruse through Facebook and Instagram and stuff like that, and to see all of the roles everyone's taking on, whether they realize it or not. Like, you know, some people that I was hearing on Instagram from some of my friends, some people whose spouses normally aren't home to help with the kids are stepping up in a major way at home. So it's kind of like everybody has different roles than normal right now. We're all trying to kind of like figure it out. Mine happens to be in an office building, and I've learned a couple new things. So hopefully I don't screw it up. this week because it is live television. So, that would be awkward.
The good news is if you do screw it up, only the entire country will be able to see it.
Right. Yeah. So no pressure.
If you watch TV news, any TV news, Callie works for a cable news network, but if you watch local news or whatever, you'll probably see subtle changes. But to me, the funniest one is locally here in Atlanta, there's a TV station called WSB, and they have a new anchor, I think, with the 5 o'clock or the 6 o'clock news. His name's George. And then there's Jovita, who has been there
forever,
right? Yeah. So she's still at the anchor desk where normally the both of them would sit, but she's there like at the whole thing. And then they've put him
like across the room,
at almost like a little podium. And if coronavirus wasn't going on, it would look like he has to earn his place at the anchor desk. So, like, you are over there for now. And then you come back over here.
Yeah. And that's like kind of what it looks like in our studio too. Like they put different anchors in different studios, and then there's two anchors in the studio that I'll be in, and they're so far apart. It's just, everything's just different. So yeah, cross your fingers and hope that I don't screw up live television this week.
You can do it. And everybody, this here is a salute to every single person who is doing a job that you don't normally do, whether it's homeschooling your kids or something at work or taking on a new role or whatever it is, you can do it and you will do it. Promise. Including you, Callie.
Solidarity.
Thank you for listening to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. Please make sure you've subscribed so you never miss an episode of The Upside.
That being said, I also want to say something to everybody who finds themselves without a job, because there's a lot of people who have to step it up, because entire departments, divisions, companies have had to lay off their whole staff.
Yeah.
You too will get through this. Like, we are all in this together. We are all going to feel the impacts of it. We all already have. And if you're unemployed, if you're about to lose your job, if you're about to be furloughed, know that the entire country is standing there with you, and we will do whatever we can to get everything back to normal as soon as we can. Other than that, I don't know what else to say other than just hang in there.
Yeah.
Anything else seems trite right now. Focus on the positive, look for the upside, even be grateful. It's right now, I know those words are probably gonna sting more than they're gonna comfort, so I won't even say them, but just hang in there. We'll get through this. We're all here to help each other.
Hey guys, it's Amy in Indianapolis. Our local station that normally does Christmas music all through December is going to start playing Christmas music Tuesday and Wednesday evenings from 6 to midnight. All Christmas music just to cheer people up. Rest of the time, they're going to be their normal format. But I thought that was kind of a neat trade. Have a great day.
Thinking about buying new shoes might not be at the top of your list right now, but let me tell you why it should be. And here's what I'm doing. I am going to work currently because I work in news. It's important that I'm at work. And I am wearing Rothy's every single day to work. And here's why. They're machine washable. So every day I come in, I head straight to the laundry room. I take apart the shoes. I wash them, machine wash them. And then I set them out to dry. I have three pair of Rothy's. They are amazingly comfortable flats made out of recycled water bottles. And then I rotate them out. So it's like I'm wearing a new pair of shoes every single day. And I love that they are machine washable, especially right now. Go to rothys.com/upside to get your new favorite flats. Again, that is rothys.com/upside to get your new favorite flats. You are going to love these shoes.
You're trying to work out and stay in shape during this hectic time. The last thing you want to be worried about are your socks. Socks that are going to slip down, socks that are going to have an annoying toe seam bugging you, socks that are going to make you ready to quit. Bombas has you covered. Go to bombas.com today. That's bombas.com/upside. You'll get 20% off your first order. And you'll know that for every pair you buy, Bombas will donate a pair to somebody in need. Bombas.com/upside.
Oh my God, Callie, I am so happy you started talking about Alanis Morissette and All I Really Want. At the beginning of this week, I downloaded Jagged Little Pill, and I sometimes on the way to work this week have been just like yelling it out in my car on the way to work, because that's what has been helping me get through this week and get through anxiety. And I work in the healthcare field and I'm front desk. But I am so happy that I'm not the only Alanis Morissette, Jagged Little Pill. That's how I express my anxiety and everything that's going on. That's a great song. That's a great album to just yell in your car. Bye. I love you guys.
Hey, Kelly and Jeff. This is Lauren. My daughter is having her Corona birthday next week, which means it's just us in the house. We were going to have a surprise party for her at a big paint facility with her friends. It was going to be great, but, you know, we're doing what we have to do. And she's 7 going on 8, and she understands. Like, she gets it. Like, how sweet is she? No hubbub, no drama. She gets it. So, shout out to my daughter for totally understanding and rocking this whole situation, and I love you, Keats. Bye.
Hey, Callie and Jeff. I'm listening to the episode where Callie breaks, and Callie, I just want you to know we are right there with you. I am literally laughing and crying with you right now. It has been a week. It's been absurd and ridiculous and sad and overwhelming and all things. And you know what? I'm so glad that I just heard this episode, because I realized I needed the exact same break. I just needed a moment. But I just wanted to call and remind you that one of my favorite Dolly Parton or Truvy quotes is, "Laughter through tears is my favorite emotion." And I think that's probably where we all are right now. So anyways, you guys, I'm loving listening to you. Keep doing it. Love you guys. Bye.
Hi, Callie and Jeff. This is Diddy from McDonough. Seriously, had to stop the show today because Callie's giggle where she starts crying has me laughing so hard I had to pull over the car. Oh, my God. Love the coworker references. Keep it up. Have a great day and stay safe.
Hi, Callie and Jeff. Just had to pause the show with the dog crunching sounds. Thank you for making our day a little brighter with your sweet dog. Loved, loved, loved the sound of her eating the bread the best. That was just so funny. Thanks for the laugh during this time, and you guys keep it up. Love you. Bye.
Okay, so y'all just played Free Stuff Friday, like the music or whatever, even though it's not Friday. And... you know, it's like happy music, but you know what would really make me happy? I'm sorry, Callie. Double the upside, double the upside, gonna double the upside by the end of the year. Yeah! Come on, play one more time for old time's sake.
Oh, yes. Lots of time spent unfriending, unfollowing Facebook people and Instagram people that are not good, not healthy. This is good quality time to make some good decisions about who you're going to let in, who you're going to let out. I love it, Jeff. Good plan.
Did you poop your pants? Wow, what's so funny? Is it funny that you pooped your pants?
Love you guys and hope you guys have a great day. Bye.